One night, I had a backstage pass.
Hold on to your butts.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Welcome everyone to the Geek Couch Backstage Pass. Sorry, it's been a while. Took a little bit of a hiatus. Had a lot going on in my personal world, so had to kind of step back from the podcast for a little bit. But I'm hoping to get back on track with the schedule now that things have kind of settled down. Hope you guys dug the exclusive tracks that I did with Daniel G. Harmon. That was a lot of fun to do and to connect with him. I'm going to be doing more kind of exclusive tracks like that as things move forward. And once I'm back on track here, I'll be scheduling out some exclusives for everyone to hear first on the Geek Couch. I'm also working on some interviews with a Deep Elm artist and some other artists here and there for the Fireside Lounge. I want to get that going as well. And I also want to try to get in some interviews with just kind of friends in the blogger world and other things like that. Just fun interviews for the Fireside Lounge. And then I'm going to be bringing back some of the Backstage Pass Retro Edition. I got a few that I want to kind of archive. Like I do those mainly for me, but hopefully you guys get something out of those too. They're a lot of fun. All right, well, let's dive right into today's show, shall we? Our first artist today is Simone Felice. He was one of the founding members for the Felice Brothers, but has a new LP, Strangers, out right now on Dual Tone Records. You can check it out. I believe you can find it. They were streaming some of it on Paste.com. But fans of the East Coast will be able to see Simone performing live through June. So look for that. But right now, this is the song Molly O. You're listening to the Geek Couch Backstage Pass.
Oh my, that road sign says 50 miles to Poughkeepsie. And she said, it's you and only you, baby blue, who can bring out the gypsy. You know, I want to be one of the lost, the young and the golden. And if we get us a triple beam, we'll be rolling, rolling. And I can get anything you need. I can get anything you need. I can get anything you'll ever need. Gonna hold our lips to the chalice. Even when the scales are chipped, I'd never hurt you, baby. It's your virtue that hangs in the balance. I've only wanted to be one of the lost, the young and the golden. And if we get us a triple beam, we'll be rolling, rolling. And I can be anything. Anything you need, I can be anything you'll ever need. Hey, Molly, oh. Hey. you go home.
That was Simone Felice with the song Molly O from the album Strangers that is out right now. You can go to thegeekcouch.com and find the show, and all the links will be in the show notes right there to all these artists and their albums. Our next artist, Foxy Shazam, has just kicked off their U.S. tour. Their album Gonzo is available right now for free at foxyshazam.com. So check that out. The song I'm going to play for you right now is called Shoebox. You're listening to The Geek Couch Backstage Pass. Was Cincinnati, Ohio band Foxy Shazam with the song Shoebox from their album Gonzo, which you can get for free right now. The album was recorded with famed engineer Steve Albini, who's recorded Nirvana, Fugazi, The Pixies, and Iggy and the Stooges over the years. So it was recorded in Chicago, Illinois, and sounds pretty great. So grab that for free. And like I said, they are heading out on tour with Larry and his Flask starting on May 27th. Our next band is called Secrets. They're releasing their album Fragile Figures, the deluxe edition, today via Velocity and Rise Records. It includes four new songs, and they're going to be on Vans Warped Tour all summer long. The band hails from San Diego, and this is the song Maybe Next May on the Backstage Pass.
This heart is yours, so take it.
Album Fragile Figures, that is Secrets, with the song Maybe Next May. The band hails from San Diego, and they have a deluxe edition out today via Velocity and Rise Records, like I said, with four new songs. So check that out. It was produced by Tom Denny with additional vocal engineering by Chris Cornier. Good stuff from them. And it also, the LP features a new cover art by Aaron Marsh. So the original album, Fragile Figures, was released on July 2013, and it debuted number 57 on the Billboard Top 200. So pretty great for that band, and they've been on the Alternative Press Bands You Need to Know list for 2014. So that was Secrets. Check them out. Like I said, all these bands, you can find them on thegeekcouch.com in the show notes of today's show. Osaka, Japan's Shonen Knife are legendary queens of indie rock in Japan. They have a brand new album that just came out in April called Overdrive. And it's kind of a blend of like 70s hard rock. Their subject matter go from food, fantasy, and then daily life in the far eastern metropolis of Osaka. They are on a tour right now covering Japan and Europe, which will head throughout the summer. And then they'll be in the fall doing a stint in the U.S., starting in Brooklyn, New York. This song I'm going to play for you right now is called Bad Luck Song. You're listening to the Geek Couch Backstage Pass. Oh,
a butt like song. Once I hear the song, that's it. It is a butt like song. Missing a grain. Getting a cold. Losing my way. I'm going to be late for the butt like song. One day I saw a rock star who played the song guitar. It was close to a station on the London Underground. It's charismatic. It might be a good sign. How lucky I was. But the song he made is the butt like song. The butt like song might be my good luck song. This is the best way of thinking. Life is so hard, let's take it easy. Change the way of thinking. After I came across him, I heard a song at the shopping mall. Then I changed my mind, it got me the good luck song. I found good clothes at the good price. I met my friend, let's have a party and sing that song. The bad luck song might be my good luck song. This is the best way of thinking. Life is so hard, let's take it easy. Change the way of thinking. Good luck songs.
Shonen Knife with the song Bad Luck Song off their new album called Overdrive. And if you're in Europe and Japan, you'll be able to catch them on tour this summer. And then, like I said, in the fall, starting in September, they'll be hitting a handful of shows in the US. So judging from their videos that I've seen, they have to be a pretty fantastic live show. So definitely, I hope I can check them out. Hopefully they make it to the West Coast. It looks like they're starting on the East Coast. So we'll see what happens. Well, next up is an LA-based indie artist who transplanted from Australia, Clockwise, known as Andy Clockwise, just finished up a 4-week-long residency at Hollywood's Sayers Club, and he's just released his a single called Dancing World. Now, if you go to his website, andyclockwise.net, you can hear this single, you can download it, and then you can also download his covers EP, known as Gower Street. This is Clockwise with the song Dancing World.
Words of wisdom you said to me were few words.
and for the in-between. Love and sacrifice through a sunken dream were complemented by a God unseen. Why?
Clockwise with the song Dancing World. It's currently unreleased, but you can get this song and then download his covers album, covers EP, known as Gower Mixtape, for free. Head over to clockwisemusic.net, click on the music link, and grab the song. And then you can grab his other information there. So definitely an artist to keep your eyes on, for sure. So I'm a fan. And finally, we have some new music from the band Kill Lincoln. I believe I've played them on the show before. The song I'm going to play for you right now is called I'm Getting Too Old for This Shit. You're listening to The Geek Couch Backstage Pass.
No! not giving up, not getting old. Never keep my radio low. No one but myself to blame. If good intentions fade away, you say it's just a phase. We're all giving in one day.
Lincoln with the song I'm Getting Too Old for This Shit. It's a new song that they've released, and I believe that they are fulfilling some Kickstarter orders for their newest album, and they've getting ready to kick off a US tour and are writing some new tunes for the new album. You can grab their old album, That's Cool, in a totally negative and destructive way, that came out last year. You can grab that on vinyl or CD or digital through iTunes. Check them out, and they're on Jumpstart Records. So go to jumpstartrecords.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. I want to thank all of you for listening, and I've seen the numbers of subscribers pop up, you know, increase. That's made me feel good, because I've questioned keeping the show going many times. Because it seems like there's not a lot of people who want to really hear this type of format or show. But those of you who are listening, you guys obviously get it, and I want to thank you for listening. And please spread the word. You know, I would love to, you know, give some positive feedback to these PR guys that are sending me this music. So that's going to do it for this week's podcast here. Keep an eye. I'm trying to get back onto schedule. So like I said on Sunday. I'll probably do for now another retro edition podcast. And then every Tuesday, of course, we'll be releasing these. And then I have some interviews that are in the works. So I'll keep you guys all posted on those. Thanks again for listening. Have a great week. Bye.